Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Ain't no time for resting on my laurels when every day is an oral exam. And for the next man, I'm a walking target. He want to drive me out of business and take over my market. He's sick of envisioning himself as me on poetry's red carpet. Sick of putting out bullshit CDs that barely seem to turn a profit. And it's awkward because this ain't hip-hop, so neither one of us got to be the hardest. And it's not that I'm the luckiest, it's simply that I know where my God is. Do the knowledge. We ain't got to talk about summers. I am the only spoken word artist doing the independent rapper numbers. Who else order CDs thousands at a time? What about the cats just happy to hit the road with 99? I am not peace on earth, but I am peace of mind. Spoken word is a small world, and a large percentage of it is mine. It doesn't matter who you are. If you own a decent system, my CDs make you want to pay off your car. I am not a star. I'm a businessman. I provide a service. I make my people feel like $1 million within a system that makes them feel worthless. Like I snatch them out of the matrix. Like I tell them, go get yourself a glass of water and take this. Like I tell them most of what y'all listening to is fake shit. Like I tell them the marketing studio time and air time is paid for by racists. And I know they hate it when I make them face it. But God gave us spoken word in order to give us the tools to get ahead. And our oppressor gave us that other shit in order to give us the tools to get dead. And they need it that way. And we need it that way. And we stand in line for the tools for our own demise. And we even seem happy to pay.
While you are black intellectuals trying to integrate, white oppressors annihilate black people, black countries, black future. Do you really want freedom while preachers teach them to lean not to thine own understanding while rocking away into debt? Fake soldier boys or American gangsters fill prisons due to ignorance. No time left. Get free or die trying, cause we gotta roll.
I gotta roll. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. Put me a old lockdown, burn it down, get him out. Rap brown lockdown, insurrection, turn it out. The general sick, Halliburton getting rich. Marcus did some stuff with a snap, crackle, pop, pop, dropping lock, boom. White supremacy, oppression, you and me, real. No time for no blame, with no answer on my chest. So watch me shoot at this from my people being oppressed. I gotta roll, I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll, I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. We trying to set our people free, but you down or you not. Stop the sale, hustle. Get some cops up on my block. Ain't got no time for no Xbox. Not my mind, I gotta stay up on my grind. Ain't got no time to let go. Time we in a bind of stupidity. Put that TV, VH1, Flavor Flav, MTV, and BET. Go watch your spinners roll while we here. So player, go. Let no shabby thing while we get knocked up. I gotta roll. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. Why you pimping that? I gotta roll. Why that monkey is showing? I gotta roll. Since our mind is distracted, I gotta roll. While oppression is happening, I gotta roll. While we ride to that good bump, bounce and we get crunk. Lean and we walk and we on that good. On that good bump. Love when that jump. Eat and we drink and we splurge through the street. Just half of us still living dust. Unemployment growing up. Brothers getting pulled over by the pigs and get shot up. Dance to them videos. Fantasize about women. Glamorize these garbage clothes. While oppression don't. I gotta roll. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
Mothers and fathers, while you at the club shining, your sons and daughters are dying. Car rims, misguided priorities, sports team affiliations, man, they're weapons of mass distraction, but yo, dumb, keep buying. What about freedom? What about justice? What about equality? What about our history? Man, I guess y'all don't give a damn about that. Man, I gotta roll, 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 roll.
up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll, I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll, I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll.
Welcome. This is Industry Thursdays here on Master Griot Radio. I am Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. And we are here today talking about the spoken word industry. Master Griot Radio is part of the Master Griot Project, an innovative marketing initiative to create a viable industry for spoken word. And our special guest today is DJ Crazy Eddie of the Million DJ March and the Zulu Nation South. And we're going to have talk to Eddie today about the DJ industry and the Million DJ March and the moves they're making and how we can connect with that industry to move the spoken word industry forward. So I'd like to take this moment in time. We got DJ Eddie on the line right now. We're going to say hello and give a big Master Griot Blog Talk NBBTA welcome to Crazy Eddie. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Hey. So how are you doing today?
All right, all right. Just another, another day. Putting a grind in, getting ready for this march, leading up to this march, putting things together for it.
All right. So you with us here from what part of the world are you in right now?
I'm in Houston, Texas right now.
All right. That's cool. So it's a couple questions, of course, we're going to ask. But the first thing we start off, because it's always about getting to know people first. So who is Crazy Eddie?
A brother that basically... born in Louisiana, age of two, was brought up in the New York area, raised up in New York, played a big role in the 70s when Africa Bambaataa started the Zulu Nation and, brought a lot of brothers together to formulate the Zulu Nation and, started showing out, the talents that we had in our culture, as far as breakdancing, graffiti writing, rap, DJing, and, we just had people like Harry Belafonte and several other people that believed in our talent and invested money into the movies that we did, like Crush Groove, Wild Styles, and Beat Street. One of the groups that was performing in Beat Street, the New York City Breakdancers, was... bunch of brothers that I had in my organization, my chapter of the Zulu Nation, that I got a chance to travel around the world, dance for President Reagan for his inauguration live on national television. And after that, I decided to move back down to Louisiana to find, to meet families that family members I never got a chance to meet through the years of living up in New York, and wound up starting my own TV talk show called Showtime in New Orleans. And I was just, for a whole year, I was executive producer for a television show that aired local talent, like the Cash Money, before they even signed a deal with Universal, local comedians coming on the air, just, telling their jokes every week, different chefs sharing recipes every week. And, from there, I just started doing a lot of marketing and promotions for the Priority Records, the Universal Records, the Virgin Records, was industry connected, opened up a SoundScan retail store, doing real well with the retail store to where I just got more into the streets on the marketing promotional side and started doing events, DJing at clubs out in the Louisiana areas, Texas areas. And just started meeting so much talent out there in the industry, and just took it to where I'm at today. Just basically, still supporting independent acts, as well as some of the major acts. But basically, I'm supporting DJs right now because I know throughout the 36 years I've been in the industry, we never had a moment like we're about to have in August 2008, you know, on the 28th, 29th, and the 30th about this Million DJ March coming together and just kind of, you know, opening up doors for DJs to be recognized. I mean, throughout the years, you can count the amount of DJs that's made it in the industry that's been a part of hip hop, and that's been a part of, you know, part of breaking records throughout the years. And you know, right now we need to be recognized. You know, we want to try to come all of us come together. And, you know, there's a Million DJ March situation coming up in August, so we can be heard and the major labels can realize that, you know, it's more to it than just the radio. It's more to it than just the major acts and, you know, where we can definitely be recognized for breaking these records throughout the 36 years of the industry. So I'm hoping that this will definitely be an historical moment to be remembered in the history of hip-hop.
Okay. Well, you have given us a lot of food in that little bit of time, and we're going to capitalize off of that. Now, one thing we're doing today, because I'm going to let people know, I'm going to be honest. So many of you think spoken word is whack, you know. So, you know, we're here on Master Griot Radio to enlighten you, and I think a lot of you that's following us, you realize the diversity that actually exists in spoken word. And hopefully some of the DJs will be calling through. So, of course, since this is Industry Thursdays about the spoken word industry, we're going to interlace this show, as I always do with all shows, with spoken word. And we're going to go to a commercial, and we're going to come back, and we're going to dissect some of this wonderful information Eddie has given us. And we're going to focus in on, we're going to first come back and talk about more about the march, what the march is, what the purpose of the march is, the goals, what they want out of it, and how we can support it as a community. So we're going to go to a commercial and a song and come back.
The members of the Black Business Space online community have come together in a unified effort to build our brands, our businesses, and connect with you in a beneficial manner. So we're taking the show on the road. We're packing our bags, filling them with UNITY, Unity, and through the BBS Value Tour, we're bringing the value of community to a city near you. First stop, New York, for the product launch of the Lockdown by inventor and BBS member DeShalimar, May 10, 2008, at the National Black Theater. Next stop, the 4th Annual Los Angeles Black Book Expo on June 14th. Family, friends, and business community, please join in. Commitment, honor, value, courtesy. Just a gentle reminder about the way to do business and to treat one another. For more information, visit us online at www.bbsvaluetour.com or call us toll-free 1-888-846-9811.
Men out there that are forever indebted to the love we gave and the love we give, and as the relationship goes on, see, we start to take notice, cause this love that we've been banking on has never flourished. Interest accumulates as we go on more dates. We're making an initial deposit, so throughout we can draw from it. But after a while, we balance the books, cause after all the love, no credit, things don't seem as smooth as they look. Now, if the math is done, we can see quite a discrepancy. Credit and loans have left us in bankruptcy. Filing chapter 11, cause we let him skip steps. Now, we're the ones emotionally in debt. So, here, lady, lies the mission. Come close and listen. Steps 1 through 5 for the next hopeful guy. Steps 1 through 5 for the next hopeful guy. Say this one's for the fellas. Let me tell you, fellas. This one's for the fellas. Let me tell you, fellas. This one's for the fellas. Let me tell you, fellas. This one's for the fellas. Come on, let me tell you. Welcome to ME National Bank. We first have this little application for you to take. Number one, respect is just a minimum deposit, so your checks won't bounce. It accrues no interest, merely opens up your account. Number two, the mind and body are the checking and savings. How this works? We will frequently check where your mind is at and save our bodies until you build the balance you lack. Number three, loans are reserved for those with collateral. Not your money, your car, but what's in your soul? Not your money, your car, but what's in your soul? So we can make sure you play by the rules and pay in full. Number four, there is no overdraft protection. If your account is overdrawn, we will quickly close it, and we may not be kind enough to send you a notice. Number five, we'll need to see 2 forms of ID and your portfolio, you know, so we can see where you've invested your joy. I mean, what are we to think about your stock in us while you still hold shares in Playboy? So, for all these, I suggest that you read the fine print. For failure to abide result in your business being dismissed. I'm sorry to come off sounding so harsh, but it's time for us ladies to make a new start. We are refinancing today, so we can live up to all the things we say. So when a new man comes to open up a new account, we can sign, co-sign, the undersigned signs by our signs, and not some forged copy will really be for our hearts and minds. I hope I haven't confused too many, and you still know where I'm headed. No longer do we have to give or receive love all credit for. We've been blessed with the greatest gift of all, with the good Lord to thank. The most precious of all his creatures, who just happen to hold the keys to the most powerful bank. That's ME National Bank. That's ME National Bank. That's ME National Bank. That's ME National Bank.
Back with us, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, all right, cool. What we're going to do, we just want to know first, what is the Million DJ March? Not what is it, I guess people have an idea of what a million whatever March is, but why a Million DJ March? Why are the DJs marching, and what do they expect to get out of a march?
Well, I mean,
Man, that's a long story, man. I know the biggest thing is, you know, like I said, in 36 years of the industry, a lot of DJs, you know, been underpaid, you know, not, you know, getting recognized for breaking these records for a lot of these major artists today that that's been, you know, coming out with these hit records and stuff. I feel, you know, without the DJs, these records would not be a hit. You know, and, you know, we just, you know, throughout the years leading up to this day, you know, a lot of DJs, you know, it's been really, you know, not too happy about, you know, how the industry has been treated, you know.
Eddie, I just want to stop you here, right here, because many, we're not sure who our listening audience is, and many of them may not really understand the role of a DJ. So I'm just thinking, even before we go there, if you could paint a picture for us, you know, first of all, and this was something we had on your weekly call yesterday, discussion, like, you know, what is a DJ? But, I mean, you have a DJ, but how does the DJ, what's the DJ role in the industry? I mean, because most people know you go to a party, a DJ plays some music, and you go home. But they don't see the other side. Unless you're in the industry, they don't understand the whole, how the DJ interfaces with the entire music industry. Yeah, I mean, so if you just, you know, give us, paint us that picture, then I think that can really follow along better.
Well, I mean, like I was saying, the DJ, you know, is the brother that's behind the turntable, was just basically playing this music that's being put out by a lot of major labels and stuff, with artists that's being signed. And throughout the years, you know, the DJ's been breaking these records for these artists and stuff to eat, to be able to, you know, get the sales that they've been anticipating and stuff like that. And, you know, DJs is the ones that take their time out every Friday night or Thursday night and work those records, you know, to the crowd and so they can have, you know, a good time and enjoy their nights and stuff. But, you know, the DJs is the ones that, like I said, they put in that time to get the music heard. So without a DJ, it would be hard for these nightclubs to survive or these radio stations to have a live air personality that can support any record. You know, our role, you know, the role that we play, you know, is very important.
So just, like, you know, paint that picture for us, you know, just for the bass person. Okay, you're a DJ, okay, you spin records. So because you're in that position, who do you connect with? As a DJ, who normally the people that would call on a DJ? Who are the people that, you know, call a DJ up for work? Who are the people that
Be your club owner. That could be yourself. That might be holding the event. That might need a DJ to come and provide those services to entertain your crowd.
Mm-hmm.
The radio station. Believe it or not, even the record labels.
Okay.
You know, if you know, without a DJ, a lot of this music would not be getting played.
So what happens, the label and even artists themselves, like when they first trying to get their record heard, the labels, the A&Rs, or the artists, they come to the DJ and say, hey, why don't you play this for me?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, you know, like when a DJ's, you know, DJing up in the booth, I mean, you have so many independent artists, you know, coming to the, you know, to the DJ, yo, is it possible you can play my song? You know, and, you know, it's kind of hard for us to just sit there and just take a song from an independent artist and just put it on right then and there. You know, most DJs will do that, but a lot of DJs will sit there and, you know, let them know, hey, I'm going to get a chance, I'm going to get to it. You know, so they can get a chance to listen to the record and see if it's something that they can definitely work. You know, most DJs just don't like to play anything.
Yeah.
And then you have a lot of DJs that like to take that chance and push an independent label over a major artist, just to see the response of the crowd. Because if we don't take those chances to do that for indie artists, you know, we'll never know what the outcome of the feedback would be, you know, in the midst of, you know, rocking a crowd, you know, to get their participation in the midst that we're playing that song. So that's the role that we definitely, you know, play in helping. Now, like I said, not just the clubs, owners that have the venues, the independent labels, the major labels, the radio stations, you know, just the overall. I mean, yeah. We're the ones that basically push those records and for it to be heard.
And also promoters come to you. And when
a promoter comes to a DJ and says, look, I need you to DJ for an event, you know, the promoter, you know, would hire us and we would come in there and provide those services for him to have a successful event just for the nightclub. You know, he would not have a successful venue if he didn't have a DJ. You know, if you just have a CD player or a cassette player where you just throw the CD in there and just let it play nonstop, I doubt that they will have the crowds that they have and be making the revenue that they be making today. You know, that's why it's so important that a DJ is in there. The DJ is not just actually DJing, but he's also the MC, you know.
Yeah, he's the MC, gets the crowd inspired, hype, and he's a personality. Like you said, he could be in a club or on air, but he's a personality, and that's the personality that people follow. So the DJ themselves have a following, and this is why Pacific club owners, and this is why people connect to Pacific DJs, because they have a following and they have the ability to pull a crowd, correct?
That's correct. You know, I mean, a DJ that's very well known in a particular market, you know, definitely has a crowd, you know, a follower, especially if he's, you know, doing what he's supposed to do on those one and twos and emceeing a show, you know, like he's supposed to. You know, he definitely makes that difference for any club owner, any radio station, or any promoter who's actually pulling off an event.
Okay. So, you know, I just want to paint this picture, because I know a lot of people, we've had, you know, there's been so many of these million whatever marches, and unfortunately we haven't seen a lot of outcomes, but most of them have been pretty obvious. But, you know, one thing is obvious here. Most people as a whole, as a general, really haven't thought about the DJs and the role the DJs play. They're just there, and this is, I guess, someone, you know, you take for granted. So, you know, we see how the DJ, you know, what it means to be a DJ and how they connect and how the industry works. So we see the positioning. Now, what now you were saying the DJ gripe is that,
the DJ gripe is just basically, I mean, underpaid, you know, not being recognized. Like I said, you know, since 36 years of hip-hop, you can count the amount of DJs that's actually really doing something, you know, that's got those opportunities. And believe it or not, even the ones that started hip-hop, like the Grandmaster Flash and Afrika Bambaataa and Red Alert and Jazzy J and Grand Wizard Theodore, you know, I mean, these are DJs that's highly respected, but even these DJs are still not eating like they're supposed to, you know. Only ones that's really, like, making industry impact will be, like, the DJ Drama and the DJ Cali, you know, and, you know, Kid Capri is, you know, still active, but he could be more active. And it's just so much. You know, it's just so watered down right now. And the majors, the radio stations are not taking the time out to realize that this is a serious issue. And they, you know, they're wondering why sales are going down. And the things that's happening in the industry today is like it is, because I felt if the DJs was, you know, compensated a little better than in the past, I can see, you know, something, you know, definitely, you know, more motivation. You know, the DJs are definitely standing behind more records and doing a lot more promotional-wise at the venues when they're DJing to give away the promotional items and stuff like that can probably, you know, help generate more sales and stuff. bypass the DJs. They'd rather hire somebody off the streets, you know, anywhere from $500 to $2,500, just to plaster out posters and make a visual by the major artists. But when those people are out in the street, they come into the club to come DJ. The first thing they do is come up to the DJ, yo, what's the name of this song? You know, and I hear they done got the paraphernalia out in the streets and can't even remember who the, you know, what promotional items that they receive on what artists, to where they got to come to the club and ask the DJ, yo, what's the name of that song? You know, if the focus was to get the DJs the promotional items to give away when they have a large venue or they're sitting there, you know, DJing at a nightclub and stuff, you know, when an actual person actually come up to the DJ to ask those particular questions, then the DJ should be able to sit there and give them the promotional items and let them know that, yeah, this is the name of the artist, this is a free sample CD or a T-shirt or something like that. So they would get more support on the sales, but it's just so watered down right now. That's why we're coming together to try to, you know, let it be known that we're not being recognized, that, you know, we're being bypassed throughout the years. We just haven't really got that attention that we should have gotten, because I felt throughout the years that the DJs would have played a major role with a lot of the major artists and the major labels. You know, it could be a lot better now compared to what it is.
Okay. Well, that's very good. And the one thing I do like about what you're doing with the movement, you bring in precise strategies with precise outcomes, as opposed to, you know, just going there and everybody rallying around and saying we have a problem and talking about a problem. But you have some defined solutions, and that day you guys will walk away with a specific outcome. So we want to talk more about the outcome, and we're going to go to, we're going to listen to, first let me do the playlist, and I do apologize, everyone, but we kicked off the show with Talam's AC Laurels from his CD Underground Heavy, and then we went into Brothers Keepers Gotta Roll from their second CD, The Reeducation of the Negro. And then after break, we had came back with Master Griot Artist Rhapsody's M.E. National Bank from her debut CD, Spoke Inward. So now we're going to take a moment and listen to a message from my girls from HBO Deaf Poet Chanel Gabriel from her debut CD, Start Something.
Put your hands together for Chanel.
Called a message to my girls. Keep your heads up and your skirts down. Girls that'll be seen, not heard, so I better not hear a sound. Close your legs, cross your ankles, shut your mouth when you chew. Do as I say and not as I do. And you will bloom into a woman. My mother implanted these seeds to assist me in blooming into a lady. But evidently, these same seeds have not been planted into today's soil. Like water mixing with oil, words choosing to blend into young minds. Signs of last days and times where young men shall be lovers of themselves and young women lovers of everything but themselves. Whether it be material wealth or baby fat belts. Whether it be coming and getting her groove on or putting some Prada shoes on. In no other name but the mighty name of fashion. Wig check, CBT cards given in ration. The chicks who spend their pay on the latest fashion update. They strive to gain the whole world, yet lose their young souls. Cause they never learned how cold that winter was, or how it pays to be more careful. And we've all heard tales that should have made them more fearful. Alas, I see thoughts from their youth, uncouth and chains loosed in the world. And I'm talking about these little girls, I want to call them young ladies. But to see them on the 2 train and the V80, I have to wonder. Does self-love stop when training bras come, or class and self-esteem leave when they begin to bleed? Slowly leaking the innocence they embodied, losing the love that they had in themselves. Don't they know too much BET is bad for your health? Constantly watching pornographic portrayals, again it on and popping, booties dropping, former models now copping, Bob's Video Vixen Award. Imagine getting an award for being a video whore. Like that's something you'd want to be. With little kids and teen parties acting like little Kim trainees. Realize the only difference between a dub and a lap dance is you do all the work and it's for free. Know every single song on MTV, but can't tell me the equivalent to 3 times 3. Can't read more than a Word Up magazine. Wonder why our kids go to lowest on the SATs, 10 p.m. on a school night, and they still running the streets. Man, they'll be saying, ooh, pick me. Pimp me, please, because all I see is young girls and grown men's faces equivocating love with attention. And in my love equals physical affection. And this is an infection that's spreading faster than any disease. The way our preteens sell their chastity with ease. And Satan doesn't go blow for blow. He just goes straight for the throat. And he knows that our budding generation is our only hope. So while we promote premature growth and pro-choice pregnancies, possibly the prelude to premeditated aborted leaders with lasting legacies, we may simply end the spirit of us and our tomorrow may never be. So come together, my sisters and brothers. Know that you ought to be your daughter's first lovers. Teach them to forget the masses, to value their classes over how big their asses, to value self-respect over obtaining temporal objects, to be not conformed to this dis-short and pain-stricken world, but to be just what they are, young girls. And let the seeds be planted. Focus on growing what's internal. The external will bloom later, but the internal is the only thing that is eternal. And let no man take their crown. Remind them to keep their heads up and their skirts down.
To die, and that's why you come to me. I am a prophet. Apostles is the only one that's black lines or flat lines.
We and Smith Klein have a new drug to take away all your stress. It'll give you prostate cancer, but at least you won't be depressed anymore.
Well, look, cholesterol with an effed up liver, cut cop the Zucor or Lipitor.
We got dimes and nicks of platinum.
Cut rocks of Viox.
Having problems with pre-ejaculation with your wee phallus?
We can fix it
with a quick fix of Viagra and Cialis.
We got the whole world on addiction, and no one's above our affliction. For the Sharon Baptist Church and their stairway Christians, the king of rock and roll dying watch. Everybody comes to weed, a cop, and buy.
Who wants to be the next to try? Wanna get high? You gotta come to me. I wish your brother would. Say you don't want to cop these scripts from weed. Time to send in the ATF and FBI to arrest those guys. I suggest you try swallowing your dignity with 200 milligram capsules of oppressing lies.
I pay my lobbyists millions to curb the greedy. I keep them high off my infinite supply, so that way they will always need me. I am a prophet, and I do the best that I can to ensure all three branches of the government are ran by Republicans. And the poor don't understand, so they never try to stop it. They just cop it.
And if I had to kill them, then fine. I always make my deadline.
Gotta make sure the prophet, so the prophet doesn't hit the red line.
Corner boys can talk that gangster ish about busting your Glock. My power reaches beyond your blocks and rocks. I got folks on my payroll to enact felon laws to put your broke behind and wait 30 years just for something wrong.
And therein lies the power and arrogance. We don't try to hide these true skills.
We even chased Neo and Morpheus around the Matrix because they were giving away free blue pills. Better check the fine print on your independence blue bill.
You can only cop from me exclusively.
Delusional fools don't realize that real drug deals aren't made in North Philly or Harlem. They're made on Capitol Hill. Now, who's clapping for real?
I've probably killed off about 1,000 people today. Because I paid off those bloodless bastards at the FDA. Two of those guys will get fired, and the other one write it off anyway. Come on, Aaron Brockovich, come at me. I think your lawyers are cute. Cause it only gonna cost 1% of the profits I made off of killing you bastards to settle your class action lawsuit.
I wish y'all would try. It's a small thing to a giant.
I would write those taxes off as a loss. So F Bill Gates and Microsoft. I'm gonna draw a cartel, man. I'm the real boss.
Pablo Escobar is soft. Watch how I floss. The Medellin cartel don't have issue on my medicine cartel. Keep dropping down and get your ego while I make every cheap cure illegal.
After you pay me.
Don't even think about running across the border to get a cure for your daughter.
After you pay
it's
me.
It's illegal to get prescriptions outside my jurisdiction.
After you pay
I'd
me.
I'd rather you die if you ain't paying. So basically I'm saying...
Okay, we are back. We are back. Just excuse us. We're here on Blog Talk sometimes. Unfortunately, our songs don't play all the way through. But we are back here. This is Industry Thursdays here on Master Griot Radio. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, your host for this moment in time. We're talking about the spoken word industry and how it interfaces with the music and entertainment industry. Our special guest today is DJ Crazy Eddie. He is CEO of Zulu Nation South and Vice President of the Million DJ March. We've been talking about the DJ industry, how it works. I'm talking about the march, you know, why they're marching. And now we're going to talk about the strategy and the outcomes, what's their demands and what are their planned outcomes. So, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hi. All righty. So, as I was stating, we're here on Master Griot Radio. This is Industry Thursdays, and we have been talking about, we talked about the DJ industry, what is it, what it is, and also about the strategy, why they're marching, the purpose. So now we want to just talk about, what is your strategy and what are the expected outcomes? And I just need to let everyone know. Eddie's extremely busy. Since this march has come on, he's getting consistent calls throughout the day. Let us, what is your outreach? Just as a whole, are DJs very connected to one another? Do you guys normally are connected type of group anyway?
Yeah, definitely. You have different coalitions out there, the Core, Bump Squad, Lord Gang, Hustle Squad. The list goes on and on and on. So there's unity, that's out there with the DJs. And, we're constantly in touch with each other. It's like every day is something, something going on with a DJ. So sometimes I feel like I'm just more than, a DJ. I feel like I'm a counselor, a social worker. So I try to accommodate as many DJs as possible about the things that, everyone goes through. Each day and leading up to, coming up with some solutions for the outcome of the march. Everybody recommended that we, try to formulate a union to where we can all be under the same umbrella regardless of the different coalitions that's out there today. I felt, like a lot of them feel like we'll be more stronger in numbers while we can have someone speak and represent, DJs as a whole about the things that, we're looking for in return that we would continue to push these major labels, artists. We do have a lot of independent artists today that's definitely have some good music that we're supporting right now. And, I know one of the biggest solutions that, we decided to do is, the majors, we already have, Capitol Records and Def Jam, already, willing to listen to what we have to say as far as, getting them to support these DJs. The union would basically cover a lot of ground as far as, developing, websites for the DJs, revamping their MySpace pages, allowing artists like Adina Howard, Memphis Bleek, Deuce of DeVille that just got signed with Capitol, and several other artists who are willing to go out. I mean, as long as the DJs fly them out and put them up, you know, without no major deposits like, you know, most promoters would do, the DJs will actually be able to get these artists to come out there and do a split door with the DJs, where the DJs will be compensated half of the revenue that's generated from the event that night. The major labels in return as well would, you know, go ahead and hire the DJs to actually do the promotional work that they, you know, pay the street teams to do out in the street, so these DJs can actually do it in the club while they have the crowd there, and give that information, that promotional information about any artist that they'll be pushing for the majors. So, you know, these are the things that we, you know, we're constantly talking about every day, and everything is, you know, working out the way we want it. And even leading up to the march, you know, after we sit there, we network and we have the live performances, and we have several guest speakers up there speaking about, you know, different leaders speaking about what we're there for. You know, we're going to hang around the day after the 30th for the 31st on the Sunday and have a meeting of the minds. So this way we know from that point where we go from there. If this is going to be another, you know, a main DJ march, are we going to continue this? Or are we just going to not just march on Capitol, but to take this into every major city if we have to get more exposure behind what we're trying to do and recruit as many DJs as possible? You know, a lot of DJs are not with any coalitions. They're just out there DJing and doing their thing, and they really believe in what we're doing. And, you know, just the support of them calling and making suggestions and coming up with the topics and stuff like that has been very helpful. You know, that's why we have conference calls, you know, every Wednesday now leading up to the march, so different DJs can actually jump on a call and talk about these things. You witnessed last night what, you know, what a couple of DJs was, you know, going through, mm-hmm. you know, with their program directors.
Yeah. So. I did mean to say, and I do apologize, audience, I've been meaning to say this, but if you're listening in and you want to chime in and give a shout-out or add to the conversation, please call 646-716-7994. Again, our calling number is 646-716-7994. Also, the chat room is open, and as Eddie gives us that conference call number, that information is in the chat room for the weekly planning conference call for the DJ March. Can you tell them when it is and the time and number?
Yeah, it's every Wednesday, and the time is 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central, and 6 o'clock Pacific Time. And the number is 712-432-8717. Number again is 712-432-8717. It's going to ask you to enter in a bridge number, and that bridge number is 484-8362. Again, the bridge number is 484-8362. And if you have any other further questions, you can reach me at ZuluNationSouth@gmail.com, and I'll definitely reply back to you any questions that you might have or any input you might have. This conference call is open for anyone who basically wants to see, you know, what's going on and see how you can play a role in this. It's not about me. It's about the DJs, and it's about the industry that needs to have, you know, a turnaround in allowing, I feel personally, a lot more independent artists and labels need to get the exposure that they need, and that's what we've been doing. We've basically been trying to support a lot of independents more than just supporting these majors right now. So, you know, feel free to join in, call, email me, get in touch with Jackie, and, you know, I love to see you guys, you know, participating in this march coming up in August.
Okay, that's cool. Now, again, the chat room is open. So if you want to say something, you don't want to get on the air, just, you know, give a shout out in the chat. The chat room, you know, stays open for the show. And as always, our show is archived for your listening convenience. So you can, if you can't make it here during the 12 o'clock hour, you can always come at any time, play it at any time you choose, download it, pass it on, let everybody know. But it's really important. And, you know, why DJ March, why, you know, deal with this on Industry Thursdays on Master Griot Radio when we're dealing with the spoken word industry? I mean, like, you know, somebody's going to play spoken word at a party. But why not? You know, there are groups and there are collectives, Crashers Inc., for one, here in Philadelphia, where their specialty is mixing spoken word in. That was one of the topics on the call last night, discussing what is a DJ, what constitutes a DJ. So in that, like, as opposed to me here where I have this, we have this nice switchboard and all, I'm just limited to just, you know, click and play, play this, stop this, play this. I don't get a chance to mix in, scratch this and that, do kind of any type of remixes or anything like that. And that's what the DJ gets to do. I like to liken a good DJ unto a piece of art. If you say if you buy a piece of original art or even a poster, a print, you buy that, and that's a beautiful piece of artwork that you saw, it attracted you, and you purchased it. Now you take that art to the framers. And just through the framing, you know, looking at, you know, the color schemes in there that goes with the wall you may want to put on, and you have suede materials, you have metallic materials, you have wood materials, you have gold, you have earth tones, you have patterns, you have plain, you have all of these different choices. So now you get to, by the time you make the choice, and they can carve frames, they can cut frames, you can use fabrics in your inlay. You got all these choices, and when you come out, you got a whole new piece of artwork based on the mix. And so that's what the DJs get to do. So, I mean, it's a real creative DJ, and that's one way we're connecting. It was just really weird, you know, in the development of creating this industry and looking for ways in which to, you know, bring more awareness to the diversity of spoken word, because I really don't question the quality of it. Most people like it when they really hear it, and a good performance artist, people really enjoy. It's just that most people haven't heard it. Most people haven't seen the performances. So, you know, in that, you know, how do we get it distributed? You know, how we get, you know, change perceptions. And at the same time, while I'm literally writing a plan about networking with some other entities, I get the email as a post on a network from Eddie about the call. And I was like, hey, I was just writing to people about DJ polls. And I was like, hey, this is interesting. So I passed it on to a couple people and say, hey, because I had a gig at, I had to be somewhere at that exact same time, but I asked some people to listen in. But, you know, I wasn't going to wait until Wednesday. So I called ahead of time, and, you know, the opportunity is really awesome that we are going to, we're talking to the people, the DJs in the Million DJ March, and we're putting together a product that solely they get to bring to the they get to bring to the mainstream, they get to bring to the forefront, they get to bring to the people. So for those that are in spoken word, and it is a viable part of the industry, we already know Black Ice was signed to Def Jam. He left, but he's back again, and they're bringing back his new album is out. So it's like people aren't letting it go, and more people, Virgin Records. I just did my research. There are several major record labels that have signed in the past spoken word artists. It's just right now they're not sure how to market it, and, you know, that's the vision I've been given. So we are actually going to work with them to give them a viable product that works for them, and, again, another way to earn revenue. But what's so important about what you guys are putting forth here, it's, again, about perceptions. We need to change people's perception from the DJ being a hired hand to the DJ being a partner in business, in the industry. You need to partner with a DJ for your success in the industry. And that's what we want to do with Spoken Word, partner with the DJs and bringing this emerging art form to light.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
I just want to say something. You know, the biggest thing in this industry is relationships. You know, don't always go to a DJ and try to talk business, because then he's going to be expecting that business side of the, you know, of a conversation. But when you're hanging out with a DJ and you're getting to know that DJ, you know, spend time with him. You know, buy him a couple of drinks. You know, hang out with him. you know, build that relationship, because when you build that relationship and he becomes a brother and he becomes a friend, you know, he would definitely, you know, voice his opinion or get behind your project. You know, that's the biggest thing in this industry. There's not enough relationship. And, you know, that's the problem we have even with the major artists right now. We don't have relationships with them. It's all
well,
about
I just thank you for this word, Eddie. I need you to say it again, because this is the mantra I just speak in marketing all the time. He's giving you a basic marketing concept. We find this problem, too, on social networks. Everybody blasts everybody with what they do before they even said hello. So say that again. It's about what?
It's about relationships.
All right.
That's the key to the industry is relationships. So when you build the relationships, you know, then that brother can sit there and support what you're doing more than you just coming to him and, you know, just slapping him with a project and, you know, I want you to play my joint, you know, or let me know what you think, you know, here's a couple of dollars. You know, those couple of dollars going to wind up going up to about $20,000, $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you build the relationship, though, I mean, in the past, like I've experienced that, that's why I, you know, the coalition of DJs is so overwhelmed, because even myself, in the midst of being out on the road with the, you know, with the Cash Money, the whole No Limit, the Yuck Mouth, the Do or Die, Twister, Lil Flip, Boosie, Webby, I kept the relationships with my DJs throughout the United States and overseas, and stayed in touch, you know, making sure that they was okay, letting them know I'm okay, where I'm at, and it just led to, you know, a beautiful thing, you know, just having a network of DJs that I can call or they can call me, and we can just basically power build on a lot of things about the industry and what we, you know, what we're going through right now, what we're trying to do to make a change. So, yeah, relationships is very, very, very important, you know, because, like I said, you, when you sit there and spend that time with a brother and you buy him a couple of drinks and, you know, just kind of powwow and just hang out with him on that level, you know, he will respect you more, you know.
Yeah.
And definitely get behind your project or even give you a positive impact, you know, what your music is sounding like,
yeah,
or what you need.
Feedback. Because
I know we have a lot of producers that we work with. I have several DJs who are producers that's gotten production deals and stuff like that. So there ain't nothing for me to sit there and say, hey, I need a couple of tracks, because I got a brother that could definitely, you know what I'm saying, represent that spoken word, and he needs an awesome track right now. So it ain't nothing for me to get that for brothers like, you know, that's representing the spoken word. I think, you know, like I said, building that relationship could definitely help. And as far as getting music out to you, that my DJs know that will be a powerful, you know, single for an artist, you know, of spoken word to put his lyrics on there to where we can say, yeah, we're going to run with this and we're going to send it to our brother DJs and stuff and get behind the record. So,
There's just a lot of opportunities. Like you said, you know, it's about first building a relationship. And, you know, like everything is possible, I believe. You know, collaboratives. Well, that's one thing I really enjoy about the artists that I've worked with and some of the artists I've seen is the creativeness. And these are artists of all type, but creative people can just be creative. And they have the tools, they'll move on, and they'll just create dynamite things. They'll come together, and they'll see, like, all type of possibilities. But and a lot of things have been done before. We've seen spoken word and music mixed together, and it happens on all different type of levels and all. So everything is possible. But like you said, it's about building a relationship. It's just basic laws that always work. I mean, you give to receive, you know. So your question is always, how can I serve you? So, like, you know, I ran up on this, you know, in one manner. I had no idea. I really didn't, you know. I mean, but you can ask, you can see, you can question. I mean, I knew DJs had value. That much I didn't know. And I just happened, you know, to ask some questions when I realized what it was and realized that I was on point with my thinking of the value that the DJs had. But, you know, again, you had to take time to get to know people. So we're learning, and I sit and I listen on the call, and I hear some things. But the whole thing was, I came to the table. Well, look, this is what I can do to help. You know, this is my forte. This is what I can do to help. And what I asked them for, and I'm not even asking for anyone to do anything, but just the opportunity to listen. But, you know, sometimes, you know, that's just what you need, people to listen, you know, because no one can guarantee what they can do for you. Everybody definitely has to see the quality and see that it can work within the framework. But that's just with everything. If you want someone to listen to you, you have to listen to them, and that's the relationship building. So whether it's, I just did a post because I get so annoyed every day. You know, I just got a message today about somebody asking me to join their social network with no direction. I'm like, just because you can create a network for free doesn't mean you just go do it. People create all of these groups, and they have no activity and no content. You go on a social network, it'll be 100 groups. This one group invites me to their group. I get an invitation every week off of MySpace to this one group. I never have one follow-up after the invitation. I'm like, what is the point? If you create these things, you don't give people any direction. You know, you just do things to do things. Over at Black Business Space, the motto is, under Black Business Space, it's not about who you know, but who knows you. And branding, there's a difference between your brand identity and your brand image. Your brand identity is what you want your consumers and target audience to think about your brand. Your brand image is the people's actual perception. So you want to know how people are looking at you. So if you just take that rule, what Eddie said, you know, throughout life, whether, and that whining and dining, that's all marketing is. You know, it's just like, you know, if, hey, brothers, you out there, you trying to get a lady, you know, you're going to have to wine and dine her sometime, you know. But sometimes the pocketbook ain't going to always hold that big expensive meal, so y'all might go to Mickey D's sometime. Y'all might just hang out at home or, you know, rent a movie. But it's all different type experiences, and that's what you have to realize. But the main purpose of this call is to understand of this show is the DJ is very important, very relevant. I mean, we all know DJs, but we're here to change your perception of the DJ. And in the industry, we want you to look at the DJ as a partner. So when you see a DJ and all, the question is, you know, how can we partner to make things happen? And the DJ is a very integral part of making things happen in the industry. So, you know, recognize, give big respect, and help out, you know, whether if your talent is, you know, even if it's just passing information on and letting people know, the march, if it's, you know, if it's lending some administrative help, you know, this is a big thing, a big undertaking. And again, it's August 28th to the 30th in Washington, D.C. You can start booking your hotels at this time. Again, if you want any additional information, any questions, how you can help, just go to, send an email to ZuluNationSouth@gmail.com. The website is being completed. It is up, but it's just being completed at this time, so that when you come by, they want to make sure that you can register. And of course, registration is free, but we're, you know, they're just trying to identify you know, who the supporters all are. There will be performance opportunities, so you'll be find out about that, how as independent artists you can have the opportunity to perform. Of course, there's sponsorship. So, you know, Eddie, give us some numbers so they'll know what the outreach is. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
What is your immediate connection?
You can definitely reach me at 713-947-7001. That's 713-947-7001. And I'm giving you guys my personal number. You know, I don't just give that to anybody because I believe in unity. And right now, that's what's very much needed, you know, in this whole situation is, you know, is to unify as one so we can be our brother's keeper and we can help one another in this situation, not just this situation, but any situation. A lot of DJs have the upper hand of opening up doors, not just for artists that, you know, rap or do R&B, but, you know, there's a lot of clubs looking to do a lot of new things. And when it's coming down to poetry, it's very well respected. I honor it, you know, and I definitely support it. And I know a lot of my brother DJs would definitely support it to where, you know, I'm probably going to have to do, like, another conference call during the week, probably on the Monday, where we can allow artists to network with the DJs on the conference calls on a personal level of trying to get you guys out there in different markets, you know, to definitely bring that new element, that element that's really missing because that's knowledge, and that knowledge is not there no more. So, yeah, definitely, y'all reach out to me. Let's make this happen so we can definitely, you know, come together as one and start something that can definitely make an impact in the industry because a lot of people are blind. A lot of people can't see. And it takes brothers like ourselves and sisters to enlighten people, to show people the way, you know, to extend that hand out and help them across that river. So, you know, until we can come together and start, just start putting the minds together to take this to another level, it can't just be done by, you know, one or two minds. It has to take multiple minds to really get behind a movement like this.
And yeah.
Definitely want to, you know, thank Jackie.
Yeah, well, I thank you, Eddie. Now, Eddie, I just want to, I don't mean to interrupt you, but what I also wanted, and that was real cool. That was totally unexpected because, you know, I was looking at something else, but you gave us something real cool and all. And definitely, that's real good because, you know, we blast this virally, so this will go out around the world. But I wanted to, for our business, you know, because this is a program of Black Business Space for the National Black Business Trade Association, so we have businesses out there. So as far as sponsorship, what numbers are we talking about as far as your outreach? We know your goal is to get 1 million DJs, but right now, what is your connection? What is your DJ outreach right now?
Oh, 40,000.
You know, so, I mean, those aren't bad numbers. So when you're talking about 40,000 DJs that are actively working and out there. And another thing, too, I want to mention, I want to call an older gentleman, one of our elders, you know, he gave wisdom. And, you know, one of the things, too, is insurance. You know, these people are working that look at insurance and investments, and that's another aspect of the union. So it's really good. It's very strategic. It's they're not going out there and saying, hey, you know, if you don't pay me this rate, we're going to pick at you and this and this and that. No, because we've known that hasn't always worked, and sometimes that can cause more division. But even better, they've given a real viable strategy. You know, it's not just about asking and asking people just to help you, but it is always about presenting a win-win situation. And that's what they're presenting. You know, it's real. Their position in the market is real. You know, you can take it or you leave it, but as they band together and mobilize and come together, they, you know, what they do for the industry is real. You know, so that's no joke. And as they band and mobilize together, it's time to take notice. But what is also real, too, they're just saying, hey, we just want to, everybody can come to the table and eat. And we realize that, and we just want you to realize our value. So they're just saying partner with us, that's all, instead of overlooking us and doing things that aren't effective. You know, the reality of it is the music industry is changing, and they're trying to figure out how to move with it. The Million DJ March is really offering a very valuable way of still doing business, and it allows the majors to still be able to function because a lot of them are looking at going under. So they are attaching a hold, and, you know, a couple majors are attaching a hold because they see the value of it. Like, this is where it's going, you know. It's going right now. Really, the wave is going to empower the independent. And so for the independent artist, it's up to you to develop yourself, and you've been given word, you know, to start developing relationships with DJs, and these are things that will help move you forward. And if you were on a call last night, you would have heard the passion of one of the DJs and how he goes up against his program director because he's going to play some independent music. He's going to play what the people want to hear. But the thing about it, it's not just about what he wants. He also has the highest number of listenership. So he's realizing what the people want, and if something comes through him that's of value that he know would, you know, please his listening audience, he's going to play it whether it's mainstream or not. So those are also some of the wonderful topics that they're going to be talking about at the Million DJ March, the pay-to-play, what constitutes a DJ, about women in the industry, opportunities for women, and, you know, how can we bring those up, you know, about the craft, about various different type of opportunities, about, you know, partnering with them. Just a lot of different, you know, good subjects that's relevant that help move the DJ forward, you know, conversations that just need to be had. And the goal is at that time to kick off the union with registration on that day, correct?
Yeah. It'll take place that day. That's going to be the birth of the union actually initiating, you know, the sequence of uniting all the DJs under one umbrella, like to really move forward. That's why we're gonna have the meeting of the minds the following day, after the 30th, so we can sit down with the leaders from all over that's coming to participate at this event to really sit down and strategize, you know, a lot of things that need to be brought out in the open amongst each other to see, you know, what important minds can come up with, you know, concepts and ideas and solutions, you know, and anything that we can come up with that's going to make it a better situation for the DJs, you know, from that day. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, like, and anybody can participate that. I mean, the meeting of the minds don't necessarily have to mean, you know, people like myself or Farrakhan or anybody else who's going to be participating. I mean, it's the meeting of the minds is going to be open for everyone. So anyone can come in and speak their mind.
It's a community thing. So it's like really going to be an issue moving it forward. So, you know, whatever part in the community that, you know, you are and whatever you can bring to the table, then that's what we're going to do. So we're going to get ready to close out because we are 12 minutes over, and mainly because they're working on our electric here. I don't want to lose the show because I told them I'd be done at 1. So, but what we're going to do, we just want to thank you so much, Eddie. It's been a great call, and this is not going to be the end of it. Remember, we are in day 3 of our 6-day promotional blitz for the Black Business Space Value Tour. And the Black Business Space Value Tour now is featuring the Million DJ March. I mean, we stomping with the big boys. So we up there.
Yeah, I definitely look forward to that. I really do.
I really
want to hear a lot of these upcoming artists, you know, that I've been listening to on the show. So, you know, I'm definitely vibing on that.
Yeah. So they're also, you know, so now March is part of the Black Business Space Value Tour, and we're kicking off a Black Business Space Value Tour show once a week that kicks off next week. And your host is going to be the co-chair of our publicity committee, Arlena Richardson. And you can check her out at www.arlena.com. She will be your host for the BBS Value Tour Hour here on Master Griot Radio. So you'll hear more about the March, all of our features, our feature entities, our feature guests, our featured artists, and our feature institutions. All of them will be different guests, and we'll be talking about those various subjects on the show and as we come forth. So, you know, our next stop is the LA Black Book Expo on June 14th. So we'll be taking all the information for all of our sponsors and our features. We'll be taking it to LA Black Book Expo so people get aboard. And what I was asking you, Eddie, I still think this is the third time we haven't gotten around to it. Please let us, oh, you did. You gave us that number. 40,000 outreach if you're looking at sponsoring the Million DJ March, and we do have co-packages with the Million DJ March and the Black Business Space Value Tour. You can get just a Black Business Space Value Tour package, but if you also get a sponsorship package for the Million DJ March through Black Business Space, you get even more bang for your marketing buck.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, it's not... We, you know, we're just talking 40,000 DJs that I'm in touch with. That's not including 40, you know, I mean, the midst of all the promoters, the venue, nightclub owners, and stuff like that. So,
and other people coming aboard. But yeah. I just wanted to give them an idea. This is your market. And two quick things before we close. Okay, first, Eddie, you do have a service, right, that you provide for people if you're chosen. But you do have the opportunity to submit music to Eddie if he deems it worthy. He does have a blast service where for $350, they do a special email blast for you with your music that's shot to his network of DJs. So it's a wonderful way to get your information out.
Yes.
Again, they hit you at what? At Zulu Nation South or is that the MySpace page?
Yeah, no, Zulu Nation South. At gmail.com. If they go into my MySpace page, it's solutions underscore the letter R underscore again us. Solution R us. But there's an underscore between the R and the us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my MySpace page. And you can go there and you can see a lot of informative information about, you know, who I am and what I've been doing and 25 years of being in the South. But the email blast services that I do provide is just not covering just the DJs, but it does hit media sites as well, like All Hip Hop and a lot of other illroots.com, you know,
mm-hmm.
sites that's getting over a million hits a week. Yeah, these are my affiliates. So
okay.
I definitely, you know, when I do my email blast, it's getting, you know, definitely out there in the industry, and the feedback will come back and will be forwarded to everybody that inquires the services. So I don't hold back no information. As the DJs start replying back that information for a drop or wanting, you know, more music from that particular artist, I forward the whole email to you guys. So this way you guys can start building the same relationship that I've built throughout the years with these DJs by sending them a thank you letter for supporting my record, any exclusives that you might need or catering to intro for a radio show. You definitely have that power to do that on your own. So
mm-hmm.
it's just more than just the email blast service. It's to educate you on how to build a relationship with these particular DJs and anybody who's going to be replying back to your music.
Okay, and now one other thing before we close out. Like we said, Eddie is the vice president, so therefore he is the president. The idea of the Million DJ March actually came from Shaw, correct?
Yeah, A. Shaw.
A. Shaw. Just let us know who she is.
She's a young lady up in New York that started, came up with the idea of the Million DJ March in 2006. It's, you know, in the midst of getting permits and everything done, it took a couple of years, but we finally got the permit and everything to actually do the holy event. And, you know, a lot of the DJs was telling me about it. And, we talked about it in the midst of our conference calls. And, you know, we finally reached out to each other and started talking about, you know, the coalition of DJs that I already had and what she was trying to bring on board to do the march. And we just kind of linked up to where she turned around and seen the power that I had as far as the relationship that I had with the DJs and made me vice president and just left everything in my lap to basically cater to this whole event leading up to the march. That's why we have the conference calls now on Wednesdays, you know, for the DJs leading up to the event to come up with, you know, topics and discussions anything that we really need to get prepared for. So this way when we go up there, we're not just there to party or just to hang out and stuff. We're there for a reason, for a purpose, and that purpose is to be recognized in the industry. Even if it's just 100,000 people, I still feel it's going to make an impact because it's going to show unity, that unity that was, that's been missing since I left New York in 1986. So unity is really, a thing that's missing today with a lot of our brothers and sisters and stuff. And I feel that we need to unite back together again because things are just falling apart everywhere, not just, in certain cities, but, in every city. And I feel with more unity and more people standing together as one, as a whole, we can make a difference. I'd rather sit there and come march up in Philly and bring my DJs and everybody just to support the gang violence and to support the things that's missing there, the elements that, that need to be addressed there as well, or any market, And that's what's going to be open.
Okay. Well, that is really great. This has been a fantabulous show, and this is really wonderful. And like I said, this is a discussion we're going to continue, but we've given you the meat, the necessary, and hopefully the passion to help us out. And all you need to do is just simply tell someone, any DJ you know, and if any type of support you can provide. And again, even if it's just telling someone, let us know if you want to be part of the street team. We'll get information to you. You can submit that electronically, on foot, whatever way works best for you. We just need your support and bringing this, making sure that this happens well. And then we're all here on the forefront of really making a difference and about bringing more positivity to the music, because we know life has definitely imitated art. So let's tell another story. So we're going to close out here, and this has been Master Griot Radio, Industry Thursday. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, your host for this moment in time. Our special guest today has been the wonderful Crazy Eddie of Zulu Nation South and Vice President of the Million DJ March. As always, we here on Master Griot Radio want to wish you peace and love, and we're going to close out on We Rising, so y'all know that we're rising, and that is by Chris Cream and Master Griot Artist Shyster.
Youngest son, check it. Dear Willie, tell them we are rising up from the ashes of oppression, brushing the dust of poverty off the wings of this phoenix. Glory awaits my arrival. Briefly contemplate my history, the misery of my people's plight, the lynchings on the late night, injustice, miseducation, racist views, sensationalized news about black-on-black crime, crime-riddled neighborhoods, crying babies, dying babies. What's wrong with this scenario? Here we go, millions more marching, rising, reaching for new beginnings. It's within me. Take my hand, let me pull you up this ladder, the stairway to heaven. Please believe me, we gon' make it. Back from all the bullshit, the bullwhip that once beat the back of blacks, now gives me strength. And this is my declaration, I am rising, and the last thing I'll let you do is break me. Humbled by circumstance, meek has been the position of my placement. I hail from the basement of America, and somehow this has come home to hell. Help me change this. Rise with me, build with me. Holler if you're feeling me. Tell them we are rising, and there's nothing they can do about it. My mother's name is Nature, and she deems it necessary for us to come back home and kneel at the throne of our father. His nickname is God. My brothers call him Allah, Elohim, Yahweh, Jehoshaphat, Hosanna, Jehovah God, the Alpha and Omega. He walked the earth in a shell called Jesus. He placed Muhammad on the mountain and told the wind to come down and put the surge in the waters of Zimzim. But somehow things are going a little too far for far Lord Dunbar and Kodor were coming. And now we're off and running, and I'm bringing a whole gang of positive people with me. Ghetto child, you're beautiful. Never think less or accept less or give anything less than your best at everything. Rise above life's pitfalls, all of y'all. Keep going, keep moving, keep striving, keep rising. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, run amok, let them stray. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Betty, son, we rising.
What you thought was gonna stay asleep? The force of the nation have awakened the spiritual beast. The lion and Judah roars, the falcon soars. We taking food for thought out the panther's jaws. For 400 years we've been integrated to a burning house. Now the Oval Office on fire. The poetic messages throwing gas on the flame. Told y'all we gonna change the game. We rising. The church is recommitted to doing God's work. Open the doors to the jail, release the prisoner of war to the streets. Evacuate the class, the children are marching and dying. Hear that? Conscious shots are firing. No more lying, no more dying. You imperialist, the devil got fat when my people starve. We want in. This is more than poetic music. I got a revolutionary heart, ain't scared to use it. By any means necessary, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. But please, God, use it as a sword to cut the head off the devil and his angels. King, it's time to atone. Take back your soul, your children at stake. Queen, clean up your home. From slave plantation, segregation, a crack crippled nation, and black on black crime is that dumb. And through all this, how can Jesus Christ still not come? But the streets is beating the drum from his very son. And I never lost a fight. My life, if I did, it was fixed. But they got to come through sight if you want to get the grip. We true life lyricists. See, this ain't hip-hop, R&B, or poetry. This is word art, paint pictures from God. And it's easy as breathing when I'm flowing it. Last week just met, you already know where this is going. Say the children, say the streets. Black kids, follow me. Drop sign, God in me. Black life, poetry, black love, you know it's me. We got wings, we flying, we glow, we shining. Today, tomorrow, we rising.